Anti-Semite leads LA school board race by 2 votes. By Joel B. Polak on March 6, 2024. Khalid Al-Alim, an anti-Semite running for the Los Angeles Unified School Board, LAUSD, in the 1st District, leads by 2 votes in the initial count of Super Tuesday ballots, and appears headed to a runoff in November. As Breitbart News noted last month, Al-Alim spread anti-Semitic hatred online and liked violent, pornographic posts. Al-Alim said that a book by the racist, anti-Semitic Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan, titled The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, which falsely claims Jews control the economy and exploit black people, should be mandatory reading. Al-Alim apologized for his posts. The local teachers' union, United Teachers Los Angeles, UTLA, endorsed Al-Alim but voted Monday to rescind its endorsement, though many ballots had already been cast by mail or in drop boxes. It had suspended its campaign activities for him shortly after revelations of his past remarks emerged. According to LAist.com, Al-Alim currently has 9,103 votes, or 22.29% of the vote, while runner-up Charlotte Hendy Newbill has 9,101 votes, or 22.28% of the vote. Mail-in ballots and ballots collected in drop boxes are still being counted. Elsewhere in California on Super Tuesday, Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, and Republican baseball legend Steve Garvey both qualified for the runoff election for U.S. Senate. Voters in San Francisco also approved conservative policies on police and real estate development, leading the local San Francisco Chronicle to declare, "Progressivism is out, for now." Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the new biography, Rhoda, Comrade Caudalie, You Are Out of Order. He is also the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.